We are back in the kitchen with chef partner Debbie Gold at the Red Door Grill. We are going to make three of their signature flatbreads. The first one is a house-cured salmon with charred spring onions and mozzarella. The second is artichokes, fontina, and chimichurri. And the third, we're getting a little southwest here, is spicy chipotle chicken with toasted tomatillos and cheddar. So, Debbie, let's start with the dough first. I had a great lesson with that. Let's share it with our listeners, how to make the dough.
Well, the dough is an art.
Yes, it is.
All breads or doughs or pie crusts or any sort of dough is an art. And the first thing that it was important for me to consider is we had a humid day because there was we had threatening rain happening. And so what I was explaining to you was that the flour, because of the humidity in the air, already had more moisture than on a hot, sunny, 110 degree day that we get here in Kansas City.
Or if we were in the middle of the winter and the heat was on, that would make it dry too.
Yes. Right. Okay. Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
So you took that into consideration. Well, let's talk about the mise en place, our ingredients, and then how you compensated for the additional moisture in the air.
Right. And okay. And yeah, it.
Mm-hmm. So we. Yeah.
So it's the same thing you do with every dough, like I said. So we start with our flour, and then with my...
Was this all-purpose?
All-purpose flour.
Okay.
And then I told you for a little sweetness in the dough, I like to add honey.
It was wonderful.
It's a more natural of a flavor. I think it gives a better flavor. And then also, for the final product, it helps give a lovely... golden brown color to it.
It was wonderful. I'm going to do it in the future, yes. Okay, so we had some honey, and what was the other liquid in there? Was it?
Well, we just used some water.
Water.
And then
honey.
Had some yeast.
Okay, and then you had yeast, and you put in a little warmer than room temperature.
Well, you've got to bring the yeast sort of back to life.
Mm-hmm.
So we warm up a little bit of water. Just, it should feel... room temperature when you stick your finger in it.
Okay.
So if it... the problem is... and I don't cook by temperatures, and you probably could have another chef that could tell you exactly what temperature that is.
But your finger is a great thermometer. Yeah.
I think it is.
Yep.
So you don't want it too cold because then you don't start the yeast living, I guess, again.
Uh-huh.
Or if it's too hot, you're going to kill it. So it's got to be just sort of that ambient room temperature water.
Okay.
Or, you know, feel like your body temperature, I guess, is better. So we let that, and then the yeast kind of gets all fuzzy looking.
Mm-hmm.
We put the dough in the blender, or if you're going to do it without an electric mixer, I'm sorry, I said the blender, but it should be an electric mixer.
With a dough hook thing.
With the dough hook.
Mm-hmm.
Or on your countertop, and you're going to create a well. So what you're going to do is put the yeast in first, and then we're going to slowly put it together, bring the flour into the liquid and adding the honey and the other liquid till it starts forming a ball.
Okay. And I thought the other thing that was important, you were showing me, and when you visit us on the web at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com, was you were looking at your hands and seeing, you know, if the dough was sticking to your fingers
correct. We're going, you jumped ahead of just a tad.
Sorry,
what you
I was
have
too
to
excited.
Do, no, that's good.
Okay. Enthusiasm, yeah.
We have to be careful because before it becomes a dough, it will look like it's drier than it is. So you have to start working the ball, working the dough till it forms a ball. And then what you were just saying is, if we were in the electric mixer, once all the flour is incorporated, I take it out of the bowl anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing it on your countertop, you're already at that stage.
Okay.
So you're basically going to do the old-fashioned kneading of the dough, which is basically stretching the dough and bringing it back over itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're doing is working the glutens, which adds character to your dough.
Yes.
So I'm doing that. And then as I do that, you want to feel sort of the moisture content of that dough. So when you look at the video of us putting the dough together, it did. It got a little sticky, a little bit. The dough was sticking too much to my hand.
Probably because of the moisture in the air.
So
possibly.
It was too wet. So now you will have a recipe to follow, but when it comes to the dough, you have to be careful. So because it was a little too sticky, we added a little bit more flour. Now, the reverse could have happened. It could have been too dry, and it wasn't really that nice, soft, supple, silky-looking dough.
Mm-hmm.
You can slowly knead in a little bit of water as well.
Okay.
Till you get to that right, the perfect
so consistency. So we're following the ingredients that are on the website, and then once you get to the part where you're hand kneading it, that is a good place to make a decision about whether it needs more moisture or flour. Now, you did something interesting, because what I'm used to seeing is I'll put a bowl over it in a kind of a warm spot in the kitchen and let it do its thing. And you offered another option for, if you will, developing the dough.
Right. And you can make a pizza dough the night before. And actually, it's almost more preferable, actually, because when you let the dough rise in the refrigerator, it in a sense retards how quickly the yeast is going to activate. And so I guess if you want to, you can think of it wine in the grapes.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's a hotter day out, the grapes struggle more to get the water that they need.
Right.
So they have more depth of character when they go to make the wine. So it's kind of the same way with the pizza dough. So we're putting it in the refrigerator. We're slowing down the activity of the yeast. You won't stop it. So it's got to work harder to rise. So you build more character. And then you take it out the next day, and you can use it from there.
So, and also if you're entertaining at home, to put that dough together the day before and let it spend the night in the refrigerator, going to have more character, structure, whatever. And you were literally pulling the dough out of a refrigerated area because it had had the opportunity to do all that. Okay, so the dough's put together. You could do it on the countertop and let it be warm and do that, or you could store it in the refrigerator earlier in the day or overnight. So now we have the dough squared away. Let's go to our very first pizza. This was actually a blast, working with your house-cured salmon and the spring onions. Tell us how you made those ingredients happen for our first flatbread.
Well, the salmon is actually cured in the restaurant. What we have salmon on the menu as an entree, and especially with the price point that we are staying at to make it a frequently used restaurant.
Sure, not just a special occasion.
Yes,
right.
You don't want to have a lot of waste. So I get my whole salmon in, and what I do is I cut the bellies off of the salmon, and then I portion the rest for my entree, and then I cure those salmons. And then when they're done, we thinly slice them. So what I did is we stretched out, we pulled out our dough.
Mm-hmm.
I will make one little point here, which I don't think I've said before, is when you pull it out of the refrigerator, let it sit for about an hour to come to room temp. That's important.
Okay. Yeah.
So then we hand pulled the dough to the size that we want our flatbread to be at. At the restaurant, our dough is about 5 ounces because I want it to be a nice size.
Mm-hmm.
Then we stretched out the dough. I brushed the dough with a little bit of garlic oil.
You had roasted garlic. Oh, that oil's amazing.
Right.
Okay, so we brushed the dough with the roasted garlic olive oil, and then?
Well, then we did fresh mozzarella cheese, and then I got some, they're more like a spring onion, but it's like a scallion, but they have the bulbous white part on it. And I roast them in the pizza oven first. So they're already they're seasoned, and then they're charred a little bit.
I'm going to do that. So was that olive oil, salt, pepper?
Yep, that's
just
what we did.
Just the regular stuff.
Yes.
So we had charred spring onions. And a point to be made, this is a scratch kitchen, meaning everything is made from scratch. Nothing arrives already made, and you can taste it on your plate. So the olive oil,
So then it's fresh mozzarella. Mm-hmm. And here's an important thing, which I think most people don't think about. When you're putting your ingredients on your pizza, It's more is not necessarily better.
No.
The important part is to make sure that you're evenly distributing your ingredients, because the cheese is going to melt everywhere. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I have scallions evenly placed on the flatbread. So when you go to cut your pizza or your flatbread, you get a little bit of each ingredient on each piece. That's really what's more important. It's not about how much you can get on there.
And you know what? So that's why people are sitting there looking at the pizza and saying, oh, well, if I get that piece, I'm going to miss out on ingredient.
Right.
And there was something delicious in every bite.
Right. So we took the mozzarella cheese, we took the scallion, mm-hmm. The charred scallions, mm-hmm. put that on, and then I went straight into the pizza oven there. And we cooked our flatbread there, brought it out, and then I placed the cured salmon, because it wasn't about cooked salmon. But what happened is, after I put the salmon on the flatbread right out of the oven, the heat off of it basically just perfectly cooked it, and it wasn't overcooked or chewy or...
So here's what I loved about this. So not everything that was on the flatbread was cooked in the oven. Some of it enjoyed the residual heat. And then you put more spring, you know,
fresh spring onions
on it. And so you had both flavors of the onions. All right, now to the second flatbread, which is...
Artichoke. Well, you know, that one visually may look the plainest and the simplest, but
surprise,
that just has the most flavor. So, you know, same dough.
Yes.
Stretch it out, put the garlic olive oil. And then what I have is an artichoke puree, basically cooked artichokes pureed with a little bit of olive oil. That was it.
Was there any garlic in that too?
No, the garlic oil.
That's so true. Yep.
So we spread the artichoke puree.
Mm-hmm.
We cover that with fontina cheese. That gets popped in the pizza oven. We finish cooking that, pull that out, and then that was garnished afterwards with a little what's called chimichurri.
Tell us what is in the chimichurri.
Quickly, it's got a little bit of parsley. It's got a little bit of garlic. It's got sherry vinegar and olive oil.
All right, and so you buzz that down in it, and then...
That one's actually all hand-chopped, but same thing.
Hand-chopped,
yeah.
Okay.
And then, yep, that gets spread sort of with the back of your spoon, so it gets all over.
And so, and that happened once it came, the chimichurri came
after the oven.
We forget that, you know, flatbreads and pizzas can enjoy both. We're going to be back in the kitchen at the Red Door Grill to finish our flatbreads.